It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Courtney Flint. She is a professor of sociology with Utah State University. She is also a community resource specialist with the USU Extension. And there are well-being surveys that are being conducted right now in Helper, Price, and Wellington. They're all online. And we're going to talk about those and get to let you know how you can take these surveys and how important it is to get this information. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about this survey first, because I find it really fascinating. You were saying last year you guys had a similar survey. You've done it for about 2 or 3 years. And these surveys, what are the types of things that these surveys look at and the types of questions that are asked?
Yes, we've been doing these surveys for a while all around Utah. Price and Helper have been involved over the years. And the questions are trying to get at how are people's overall well-being, how is life for them in general, but then also in a number of different kind of categories or areas of well-being. And then we also just include quite a few questions about their city, their community, how they feel about changes and issues, things in their landscape. And we ask quite a few demographics, because we're not only are we interested in how well-being is going for people across our Utah cities, but also within them, how different people might be faring with changes. Last year, we did this survey in January and February, and then COVID hit. And so we've decided to partner again with our cities to run the surveys again to see if anything has been changing given the pandemic situation.
And we were talking about the fact that these surveys, you know, are completely different for different demographics. What are you guys finding as far as who has better well-being and who maybe is not having a good time, or, you know, just doesn't have the level of well-being that they want when you guys do these surveys?
Right, and it does vary from community to community, but in general, we see that, you know, income does make a difference. You know, having resources can make a difference for some folks. But gender matters to some extent. Women and men see different aspects of well-being as more or less important. We've found that older folks tend to have higher well-being than younger folks. So those are just a few of the things that we have found over time.
And so you're finding that the olders, the senior citizens and everything, have a better well-being than younger folks. Now, what do you think, or does it get into that depth as to what are the main causes of those things?
You know, it's hard to say, and I suspect it might be different for different people, but the what we're thinking here is that the older folks get, the fewer sort of obligations they have, and the maybe the stresses of trying to ramp up a career and raise a family, these sorts of things. They may just have a few less obligations in life that free them up for doing more of the things that they enjoy. But there's a lot more that we could learn, and we're continuing to try to dig into this and understand more.
And you were saying that last year you did a similar survey, and so you decided to do it again this year to kind of look at the differences that the pandemic is kind of bringing on towards people. Just kind of a crystal ball here, what kind of differences do you expect to see, and do you expect those demographics to change at all?
Well, one of the things that we are interested in finding out if people's sort of connections to nature and being outside has improved as some of the other options have been shut off. But we would expect some of the social connections to perhaps decrease, maybe living standards if people are having a difficult time with employment and or running a business. So those are some of the things that we're looking for with changes over time.
Okay, so these surveys, once again, they are all available online, and there are three different city-specific surveys. When is the window close on these, and how long do people have to take them?
So we've got really the rest of February. We'll keep them open until the end of February for all three of these cities. Helper's been going for a few weeks, but Price and Wellington are just getting going. And I don't want the East Carbon people to feel left out. We're trying to reach out to East Carbon City to get them involved in the survey as well. And if we do, we'll be sure and make that link available too.
So you were saying that the surveys are good until the end of February. About how long can people look to spend to take these surveys?
They're taking folks on average about 10 minutes. Quite a few people are finishing faster than that. Some other people take a little bit longer, but it's right about 10 minutes. And we sure appreciate everyone's participation. The more people that we can reach with this survey, the more representative the results will be of all the people in the cities, and more useful, hopefully, for the city leaders as we provide the information to them.
All right. And this is part of a partnership with the USU Extension. What information and what are you guys going to do with this information? Who's going to see all this information?
We will process each city's report and get it back to them as soon as we can, and then urge them to share those reports with their residents. We will also then, once we have all the surveys together across Utah, then we do a statewide report, and we also make that available to the cities and urge them to share that with their residents. Everything is also available on my website with USU Extension. If you just Google Utah Wellbeing Project, USU, you'll bring it right up.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Courtney Flint. She's a professor of sociology and a community resource specialist. We will put the links on our website for all of these different surveys so people can get in there and get them taken care of. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of results you guys get from this. Courtney, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me as well, and I thank everybody for taking the survey.
That's Courtney Flint with Utah State University and the USU Extension. Now, for more interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.